Hello, it's Martine here, and welcome to episode 123 of the Teaching Space podcast. Why no music at the start, I hear you asking? Let me explain. I am recording this towards the end of June 2021, and I wanted to give you an idea of what's on the horizon for the Teaching Space, in particular the podcast. This is the final episode of season 3, so it felt like a good time to do an update episode. If you've been listening for a while, you will know that next year is the third and final year of my Master's in Education, my dissertation year. And of course, when I say next year, I mean next academic year. I know that this is going to take up a ton of time, energy, and focus, but I am determined to reach the end. The reality of this is, of course, I need to refocus my priorities a bit. I'd be a fairly rubbish productivity podcaster if I didn't acknowledge that fact. Podcasting is so much fun. I love doing it, and I think I'm always going to be a podcaster. But the reality is, it's incredibly time consuming. Next year, next academic year, starting September, I am going to take a break from my 2-weekly podcasting schedule, and I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to focus on 2 things for the Teaching Space: writing and informal audio. You might have noticed, if you follow me on Twitter, that I have been working on my writing, doing the Ship 30 for 30 challenge. I plan to keep up the frequent production of short form essays, and will be publishing them in a variety of places, including Twitter, Medium, and my email newsletter. I'm particularly interested in delving into the concept of well-being driven productivity, which is something that has always been at the heart of what I do with the Teaching Space, but I don't think I've ever really clearly articulated that. So that's something I'm going to be digging into. I'm going to experiment with informal audio over the summer. I'm exploring Anchor and Racket because they seem to be particularly low friction. I'm going to update you on that in due course. What I really want to be able to do is find a way to record audio using my mobile device on the go with very little editing and be able to publish pretty instantly. That's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about Twitter Spaces and some of those new features that are coming to many of the social media platforms that we love. Ideally, though, I want to be able to publish any of that audio through the Teaching Space RSS feed. And in sort of non-techie language, that means if you're subscribed to the podcast already in a podcast app, you would receive those informal audio updates. This is just something I'm working on and want to explore, so I will let you know how that goes. Ultimately, I want it to be low friction, and I quite like the idea of minimal editing because to me that just feels a ton more authentic. While it sounds like you might hear a bit less from me, in actual fact, I think you're going to see and hear a lot more. I hope that's okay. So here is what I would like you to do if you want to keep up with what I'm doing. You can do all of these things or just some of these things. It's totally up to you. Number one, follow me on Twitter. Twitter is my primary social media platform, and I do most things on there. And you'll find me on Twitter as Martine Guernsey. Number two, subscribe to my email newsletter, The Teaching Space Extra. And you can find that at theteachingspace.com/TTS-extra. And if you forget that URL, just hop over to theteachingspace.com and you'll find the link right at the bottom of the website. Number three, please stay subscribed to this podcast in your favourite podcast app because I will share updates via the feed. And number four, join the community, community.theteachingspace.com. Again, if you forget that link, just go to theteachingspace.com and you'll find a button for the community. I'm not quite sure the direction the community is going in at the moment. I'm actually giving some thought to moving it over to a Discord server. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Discord, but I think it might be a better home for the community. But if I'm going to do that, you sort of need to be in the community as it is at the moment in order to know about moving it over. So I still think it's a really good idea to join community.theteachingspace.com. I am planning to take a break over summer, although I will continue writing on Twitter. So if I go quiet in other spaces, just know that I'm taking a bit of a break, aside from working on my final master's assignment. Feel free to reach out by email if you have any questions. You can always get hold of me at, what's my email address? hello@theteachingspace.com. If you want to refer to the show notes for this episode to grab all the links that I've mentioned, go over to theteachingspace.com/123. That's the digits 123. And that's it. All that remains to be said is thank you so much for carrying on and listening to me rambling on about all things teaching, learning and productivity for the podcast. I wouldn't have done it for so long without you. This is not the end of the podcast. I absolutely promise you that. It is going to be a year of refocusing and redirecting energy and possibly the creation of new ways of sharing the stuff I want to share. So actually, I'm pretty excited and I hope you are too. Go back to the website, theteachingspace.com/123, and hopefully you will do all the things that I suggested in order to keep up to date with what I'm doing. Thank you again, and I will chat to you very soon.